Jason Phillips, the baseball coach with the ESAC Raiders, joining us here today as we take a look at the 2020 season. And, Coach, I could sense the excitement the moment I got on the phone with you here today, not just because we're having a baseball season, but because of what you have coming back. Graduated just one senior off of last year's team, so there's excitement with Raider baseball.
Yeah, you know, we've got seven seniors out this year, and five of them started last year, and they're talented. And they love the game of baseball, and we're going to be pretty good.
Coach, does that make the shortened season and the way things are happening and so quickly here as far as practices, does it make it easier for you guys having seven seniors and all these guys back that have done it before?
You know, it kind of does, because they know what they're doing. They know what we're going to do in practice. You know, they're even the younger kids that we have out, they're struggling to know what we're doing, and these older kids, they're leading, and they're doing a good job. They want to play too, and it's one of those things where they've sat around for a couple months, and so they're not griping about it, and they're enjoying it, because this is their last go for, you know, their high school career, and they're enjoying the game of baseball, and they're leading really well, and we've got some really good juniors too that are doing that also.
About 25 guys out this year. Got to be pretty happy with those numbers.
Yeah, you know, we've got a, you know, with the 7th and 8th grade not playing in middle school, we've got five 8th graders out, and that's great, you know, and it's one of those things where if you can teach them younger, it's going to help your program, you know, for the years to come. And so we're you know, thankful and grateful that, you know, we've got 24, 25 kids out.
What are the things you're hoping to work on the most here in this first 2 weeks when it's just practice time?
You know, hitting, you know, getting after it about the hitting, because it's, you know, a lot of, you know, eye, hand, ball, toss, coordination type stuff. And, you know, we struggled a little bit last year hitting once in a while. But, you know, we're fast. We got a lot of good fast kids, and so we're aggressive on the base pass as long as we can get on. And hitting is, you know, a huge part of if we're going to be successful or not.
You mentioned that with the team speed. Is this going to be a team that's going to be trying to create runs with hit and run and bunt and all that kind of stuff?
You know, last night we talked about running the bases, and we were out, you know, when it was hot, we were out there and taking a little bit of time, and we're going to get off the bases and we're going to run. And we tried to do it last year, but they were just a little hesitant, just for the simple reason that they were scared of getting picked off. And I said, we're not going to be scared this year. We have 11 games. We're gonna go at it hard. We're gonna put pressure on their defense, and that's how we're gonna play.
Jason, who do you feel like will be the leaders offensively? The guys that bats you'll be able to rely on.
You know, Griffin O'Neill was our all conference, you know, first teamer last year, and he hit the ball really well. We've got a couple other kids, you know, that are seniors that, you know, they stroked the ball real well last year, and I think it was a surprise even them. But, you know, when it comes right down to it, your whole lineup has to hit the ball if you want to be a good team, and it's my responsibility to get everybody hitting the ball, and I think when it gets all said and done, we're going to be a team that, you know, line drives. We're not going to have a lot of power, and we're going to run the bases, and we're just going to do everything that we need to do to be successful.
You hear everybody talk when they talk softball about how if you have a good pitcher, you can be really dominant. I think the same goes for baseball. If you have a good rotation, it can really put a team in a good place. You guys should have a deep and strong rotation this year.
You know what? And we will. We're going to have five or six kids that, you know, can start varsity games, but with not having a lot of time to get our arm strength up there. You know, we're going to watch that pitch count. You know, if I have to use all five kids in one game, I'm going to, you know, so we're fresh. And, you know, I told them that. I said, you got to give me 15, 20 strikes. When you give me 15, 20 strikes, you're probably going to get pulled, regardless if we're ahead or behind, because I want you for the next game. And so we don't have a overpowering pitching staff, but we have a bunch of kids that, you know, they're gonna throw strikes. And when you throw strikes and put the ball in play and we do a good job in the field, you're always in the game.
Coach, with that kind of depth, do you have guys that give hitters a different look on the hill, have different kind of pitches?
you know, that's something I'm going to have to work on a little bit too. You know, we do. We've got a really young kid that throws hard, you know, and, you know, he's one of the harder throwing kids I've had around, you know, in a while. And then we got some finesse throwers, you know, that are going to play on the corners and have some junk. And so it's going to be my responsibility to see who's going to start, who's going to come in next, who's going to come in after them, and then try to, you know, piece them all together in the infield to be successful.
With so many guys back that played last year, will position players pretty much be the same depending on who's pitching, or could there be some guys moved around a little bit this year?
Well, you know, and I told the kids this last night also, I said, you know, we've got 15 kids that could start, you know, so you may not start the game, but when I move the pitcher around, you may go in and play for him, you know, and which is a good deal. You know, we're going to get a lot of people playing, and I think we're all very, very talented, you know, at the same level. And so it's when we put somebody in, I don't think we're going to drop off. And it's kind of all about confidence, too. You know, and confidence goes a long ways. And with being an older, you know, team, that confidence should be there, and it will. So we'll be all right.
Do you feel like the defense will be a strength?
You know, we didn't have a lot of errors last year, and that's a tribute to the kids and the people, you know, the coaches in the past, because they did a good job of teaching them how to field the ball and where to throw it. And we didn't, you know, most of our losses last year were only by, you know, just a few runs. You know, it's one of those things where we got blown out one or two games, but, you know, we were pitching somebody else and we had a few mistakes. And so when you look at 11 game season, everybody's going to be, you know, on guard, and they're going to have to be ready to play.
Coach, you mentioned an 11 game schedule. That means no conference race this year, because there's three of the teams in your conference you won't get a chance to play. How does that play out for the kids in their mind, do you think? And do you think that impacts them at all, not having at least a conference championship to maybe chase?
You know, I think they're just, they're grateful that they get to play this one last time for the seniors. And so the conference, you know, conference doesn't mean as much as it has in the past, but they're a good group of kids and they love the game. And when you love the game, it doesn't matter who you play. And it doesn't matter if it's a conference or if it's somebody 200 miles away. As long as you get on that ball field and you have fun, it's always a special moment.
Jason, do you like how the schedule plays out then with those 11 games over about a 3 to 4 week period?
You know, I do. We've kind of got it set up. It's just every other day. We don't have any back-to-backs without a rain out. Of course, we could have some rain, which I hope we do. But, you know, we'll get them played. And if we have some back-to-backs where we have to play on a Saturday, we can do that also. But, you know, they're close games. They're people that we know. It'll be fun just to get back in the saddle and play good old baseball.
You mentioned early in the interview that you got a chance to be pretty good. Concerned about the expectations coming into the year?
You know, I think most of the time expectations and pressure is what you put on yourself, okay? And with having seven seniors out, that expectation has been throughout the whole year, whether it was football, basketball, track, soccer, you know, they were expected to be good in everything. So I think these kids can handle that. And it's also depends on how the coach handles it too. You know, if you have a good time, there usually isn't any pressure. And that's how I kind of look at it. And I don't put pressure on the kids. I want them to enjoy, you know, baseball. I want them to enjoy being on the field. And they do that. And we joke around a lot, but we're also very serious. And when it's crunch time, it seems like these kids, they know how to turn it on. And that's a tribute to them.
Well, Jason, I tell you what, I'm excited to get a season this year. It's going to be fun watching and following this team throughout the year. As always, appreciate your time. It's always good to catch up with you and look forward to seeing you throughout the season.
Thank you, Jeff.
You bet. Head coach Jason Phillips again with the ESAC Raider baseball team.